And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, and this is the school show. We have, as our guest, Cindy Daniels, our assistant superintendent, who also is with the Chino Valley Education Foundation. We have Joy Hudson, teacher at Heritage Middle School, to talk with us about STEAM and CTE classes. And we also have Marty Campitelli, the athletic director at Chino Valley High School, to talk to us, give us the winter season wrap-up and the spring season preview. So stay tuned. This is Talk of the Town on KQNA, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, 1130 AM, and on the web at kqna.com.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse. For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Woo-wee! Play Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town, and it's great to be back on for our quarterly show with the focus on Chino Valley Schools. So my first guest is our Assistant Superintendent for Chino Valley Schools, Cindy Daniels. Welcome, Cindy.
Welcome. Thank you for having me here today.
And you actually play a couple roles to support the district. In addition to assistant superintendent, you also are on the board for the Chino Valley Education Foundation.
I am. The Chino Valley Education Foundation really wound up for business last April, and we had our an organizational meeting last July. We have various members of the community on the board, and the board. The purpose of the Chino Valley Education Foundation is to support students, teachers and families who reside within the Chino Valley Unified School District.
And now it is a 501c3, so we'll talk a little bit at the end, but there are some ways to financially help out the Education Foundation.
Yep, there are. In fact, not only is it a 501c3, but it's also under the Arizona Department of Revenue. Donations to the foundation qualify as a charitable tax credit donation. And I wanted to take a minute just to differentiate between tax credit donations for charitable and tax credit donations for that people are used to giving to a school. For example, people don't always know that they can do both. And when people give to a school, a single person can give $200, a married couple can give $400, but in the case of this type of tax credit, the charitable tax credit, they can actually give double that. So in addition to what they give to their school, a single can give $400, and a married couple can give $800.
And you want to make sure that you check with your tax advisor, because that's not necessarily a refundable credit. So it's if you have a liability to the tax or to the state.
Yes, with the state of Arizona.
Right.
Some of the projects that Chino Valley Education Foundation supports, our largest project that we support at this time is the Hungry Kids Project. And Hungry Kids Project is supported in two ways. Our newest board member, Alex Daniels, is a co-founder of Chino Valley Food Neighbors Program. And the Chino Valley Food Neighbors Program allows people to participate by giving food every other month at collection sites around the community. And that food is used to help support our Hungry Kids program. And our Hungry Kids program packs weekend meal bags for over 300 students who attend schools in the Chino Valley Unified School District. Those are students who, for the most part, have very uncertain housing. They're homeless. They may be doubled up with somebody else. They may be students who temporarily are spending the night with other people, sleeping on a couch, sleeping on the floor. And the foundation also works in conjunction with Yavapai County, Arizona Community Foundation of Yavapai County, to support hungry kids.
Now let's talk a little bit about Food Neighbors, because I know that's a relatively new program. They've had a couple collections, but how does the Food Neighbors program work?
So how the Food Neighbors program works is individual members of our community agree to take a reusable green grocery bag. And those were all donated by Yavapai Bottle Gas. And they have a list of things that they can shop for, things for food pantry or things that go in the weekend meal bag for kids. And there are several collection sites around the community. The school district office is one. Lions Club Rotary is one. Grace Baptist Church is one. Drake Cement is one. So we have various collection sites. And right now there are over 260 people in the community who donate food every other month. And when they bring their full green bag, they pick up an empty one and to donate again.
Now, the amount of food collected by those people is pretty amazing, because at the last collection, what was the total amount of food collected?
At the last food collection, which was in December, there was over 3,400 pounds of food donated.
Yeah, that's impressive.
There have been two collections this year so far, and in those two collections, they've managed to collect over 5,000 pounds
wow.
of food. The goal for the year is 10,000, and I would say they're well on track to exceed that goal. So, and many, many people of all ages come to help sort the food and to help run an emergency food pantry every other month.
And I also know the idea, because I have a green bag that I try to fill up. The idea is not to go out and buy a bunch of stuff at the same time. It's when you're out shopping, maybe pick up one item every time you go out and put that into the bag when you get home.
Correct. I have a green bag or two at my house as well. And what we do is when we notice things are on sale that go in those bags, then we pick them up. Today I picked up packages, boxes of oatmeal at Walmart for $1.53.
Right.
So you can fill up a bag for usually less than $20.
And let's talk a little bit about Hungry Kids, because this is a project that has been, it's more than just Chino Valley, and it's been going for a while. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
The Hungry Kids Project has existed for about 8 years. And it was started by Chino Valley Family Church in our community. And over the course of time, different people have been able to help, and it's evolved. And the timing was right about a year ago for the foundation to assume some fiscal responsibility for that and to help support the volunteers. So we, right now, on Thursday mornings, we have approximately 20 volunteers, mostly retired folk, who meet at Heritage Middle School, and they work from a menu for that weekend's bag, and they make many, many circles around a room, picking up items out of boxes, and those items go into individual bags. Those bags go to the schools, and children pick up a bag and take it home with them for the weekend. And these are kids who would not otherwise have enough to eat during the course of a weekend. It's not meant to fully replace what they would get, but it makes sure that they don't go hungry Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Yeah, and having been part of that a couple times, packing those bags, Rich Spencer, who was our coordinator for the Hungry Kids Project, he does an amazing job, and it's a well-run machine. Everything's just lined up. You just grab one, put it in a bag, and it's pretty impressive how quickly you can pack that many bags.
And it's pretty neat because we have people come who have, I would say, varying levels of physical ability to help. We have some folk come who can't make the circles around the table to fill the bags, but they're excellent at making sure the silverware goes in the bags, the bags are tied properly, and they count the number of bags that go into the bins for each school. We have other folk who have gigantic pickup trucks, because it is Chino Valley after all, and they take the bins and deliver those to the school, and the bins are about 90 pounds each, so it's a two-person job. So it's really neat to see how many people come together from how many different segments of the community, mostly all retired folk, because they care about supporting mm-hmm. kids.
Now, you had mentioned that one of the initiatives for the Education Foundation was support of our homeless students and families. How many homeless students are there in Chino Valley Unified School District?
Right now, we have about 312 homeless
students. About 15%.
About 15% of our student population is homeless, and that's double the state average of homelessness. A lot of times, people imagine or think about a homeless student as being someone who's like maybe sleeping in a cardboard box or, you know, living in a shelter at night. But there are actually very few shelters in our area, and there are currently no shelters for unaccompanied youth. So what we find is that we have situations where maybe a parent needs to be somewhere else, where they are perhaps incarcerated, where they've passed away, and children don't have a permanent fixed nighttime residence. We also have high school kids who find that upon their 18th birthday that they're no longer welcome in their house necessarily, and so they're always looking for somewhere to stay. So we have Lori Marley runs our homeless project, and she is fantastic. She has worked, we had several, I would say honestly, several hundred people who stepped up in November and December who provided gift cards, financial donations, socks, clothing, Christmas gifts, food items. And one thing I wanted to share with you is kind of neat, because all these things filter through the foundation. We'd had high school students asking her, is there any way that they could get extra food for Christmas? Because that two-week break is a long time to go with not enough food. And so Lori talked to the foundation and said, is there a way we can do this? So what we ended up doing, the Chino Valley Food Neighbors Project filled 69 reusable grocery bags. So the 69 students from Chino Valley High School had an extra large grocery bag to take home with them to help them get through that two-week span.
Right. And all of this, you know, this is outside of support from the school district. So this is on top of what the school district does in relation to this, our homeless students and so forth.
Yeah, there's no financial resources of any kind from the school district support these projects. Like I said, the board's made up of community volunteers who really have a heart and a passion for seeing the kids have everything they need to be able to be successful in academics so they can be successful in life. Other projects that the foundation supports are extracurriculars, things that students might need for sports, music, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had mentioned that the foundation is not quite a year in operation, and so it's relatively new, but a lot of neat things have happened in that time. What are some, looking out a few years, what are maybe some of the future projects that the foundation is discussing about taking on?
Some of the other things that the foundation would like to support are assistance for students who participate in extracurriculars who can't afford to buy meals when they're away on a trip, a sports trip, for example, or a band trip, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one of the projects, that, to be able to provide some support for kids. Another project is to support teachers in their classrooms with needs they might have, maybe through a mini-grant program or things like that as well.
Now, we had talked about how the foundation is eligible for the Arizona State Charitable Tax Credit. What are, if someone is looking to donate, how would they do that?
The easiest thing to do is to call the Chino Valley School District office. The phone number is 636-2458. Of course, it's really easy to find in, not in a phone book because those don't exist anymore, but you can look it up on the internet, 636-2458. And anyone who answers the phone at the district office can easily explain to you how you can donate to the foundation as well.
And that can be done all the way through April 15th for 2018 taxes.
Correct.
All right. Well, Cindy, I truly appreciate you coming in, especially on a school holiday, and talking a little bit about the Chino Valley Education Foundation. It really sounds like doing a lot of neat things for students and families. So I appreciate you coming in.
All right. Thank you.
This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, 1130 AM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. Our focus today is on Chino Valley schools. My next guest is Marty Campitelli. He's an assistant principal, but also the athletic director at Chino Valley High School. Welcome, Marty.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
And so we usually have, it's our tradition to have the athletic director from the high school here to kind of wrap up the past season and to give us a little bit of a preview of the upcoming season. So we're just kind of, we're getting close to sectionals and playoffs for the winter season. Why don't you talk a little bit about, we'll start with boys basketball. How about that?
Yeah, so so boys basketball, they're right now, I believe they're 7-5, which is an improvement from where they were last year. Kind of uncharted water for a lot of these boys. they're playing at a pretty good, a pretty high level. We just had a fantastic game against Wickenburg, who was undefeated at the time.
Wow.
And we lost on a buzzer beater.
So no.
It was, I mean, these guys can hang with some pretty good teams. So, boys basketball, also girls basketball is also having a much better season than they've had in years. So I'm really happy with our coaching right now and the group of kids that we have. Hoping, have my fingers crossed, you know, hoping for playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always a goal. But regardless, it's just so nice to see these kids play at a higher level than I've seen them play.
Right. Is it like other sports, top 24 go, or is it only 16 that actually go on to the playoffs?
From what I understand, it's top 24. But yeah, I think it's I think if we can crack that, I think right now I'm not really sure where we're sitting. We've had a bit of a skid lately,
right.
A couple of losses in a row. So I'm not really sure where that places us right now. But I know if we the remaining schedule, we play a lot of regional games, so
mm-hmm.
it's gonna be really impactful if we get a few wins out of those.
Right. I know for the ladies team, we have Catherine Metz as the new coach this year.
Correct. Catherine Metz and Shelby Shelton's her assistant, and
uh-huh.
they're doing a phenomenal job.
Right. Yeah. And then on the boys side, we have Robbie Shetty, who is
second year
coach for us.
Yeah, Robbie's doing great. We have Wade Woolsey as well, and.
Right. So, relatively new coaches, but they're building their programs and they're improving over prior years, which is really all we can ask for at this point.
Right. Yeah. And I think we're moving in the right direction. And it's exciting to see. I think there's a lot of good things coming for Chino Valley basketball.
Yeah. So, this past, right the weekend before the new year, I had the honor of working the Mile High Wrestling Tournament
yes.
over at the Finley Toyota Center, and very impressive what's going on right now with Chino Valley Wrestling.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a sport where we always are very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So it is fun to kind of jump in, you know, this my first year to kind of see how they're doing things, and it is impressive. We got some kids that are statewide, probably, you know, better than just about anyone I've seen. This past weekend, we've had the Doc Wright Invitational. They played against a few big schools, you know, Miranda Mountain, Basha, Mesa, some big schools, and we finished second as a team, and that was pretty impressive because with just, you know, the competition that we faced. We had we had Keller Rock finish first in his weight class, and then he also finished as the most outstanding wrestler for the tournament.
Excellent.
And then we had a few fourth place finishers, Colby Evans, Wade Payne, Lane Evans, and Jimmy McCormick all finished in fourth in their weight class. So that really bumped us up quite a bit,
mm-hmm.
You know, as a team. So they're doing good. We have the Larry Ledger Cup coming up on Friday. I believe it starts at 4. I think we're trying to push that a little later so parents can attend.
Mm-hmm.
I think 3 was the original, so I think we're going to try and go for 4. That's going to be local schools. We're going to have a Prescott High School, Bradshaw, and Mayer there at that Friday multi-meet.
And that's also the senior night for the wrestlers.
Correct, yes. It'll also be our final home meet. So tradition, our final home meet is going to be senior night. So,
right.
So we are going to, you know, recognize our seniors. And then also, speaking of wrestling, we have our first ever girls wrestling team
mm-hmm.
this year. And this Saturday, they're going to go to sectionals in Winslow. So that's exciting to see. It is, you know, across the state, it's still fairly new. So there's not a whole lot of girls actually wrestling. But I think we're going to have a few girls that are going to be able to qualify for state. So.
Yeah, I know in the past we've had girl wrestlers, and they just wrestled the boys.
Correct.
In the boys bracket, but this is new this year in the state because there's actually a state tournament specifically for girls.
Right.
And they have slightly different rules, but for the most part, it's you know, wrestling just like the boys are doing.
Yeah, and there's some fierce competitors there for sure. Yeah, we got some girls that I wouldn't want to mess with for sure.
Well, and it was neat because you know, at the Mile High tournament they had the girls tournament also, and they had them center mat up on the raised mat, and it was pretty impressive what the girls were doing. Mm-hmm. So, and we have a good squad. There's some really good girls and that are, you know, should do really well. So that's exciting to see them given that opportunity.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so, excellent. So that's kind of a wrap up of the winter season, and we're kicking off the spring season on Monday with the parent meeting.
Yep, Monday, January 28th at 6:30, the spring sports parent meeting will be at the high school in the gym. If your kids play baseball, softball, track, or golf, please make sure to come out to that. Just an informational meeting, get to meet the coaches, and get to kind of see what the coaching philosophy is for each sport. So it's always a good idea to attend if you can.
And then what are the – you had mentioned some of the sports. So let's start with track and field. What does we have Coach Metz returning as the head coach.
Right.
And what's going on with that right now? How does that look?
So looks like he's going to have from what I understand, he's going to have a pretty big squad. You know, unfortunately, we don't have home meets here at Chino, but we're gonna we have a full schedule ready to go, and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be my first track season, you know, so I'm going to be, you know, it's a lot to learn for sure, but I'm looking forward to it.
And I know the team's been working hard, some support from the Football Boosters Club and some local businesses. We were able to kind of redo the throwing area for the shot put and discus.
Right. Yeah. So we actually have a few different. I got a few pokers in the fire right now. I got some projects. We're doing a throwing field, a throwing area, I should say, for discus and for shot put. And it's pretty much we're operating on a shoestring budget, so we're doing a lot of donations. We're trying to get some donations from different partners out in the community. Which, by the way, if you are interested in being a community partner, please let me know, because along with the shot put and the discus area, we're also working on an extra soccer field where it's going to be mostly girl soccer for the most part. Also going to use it as like an overflow area in case I need to move teams around. That's also in the works, and I'm also kind of working on rebuilding some steps over there at the press box at the baseball field. So looking for steel, you know, if anyone's looking to help out with some materials, please let me know over at the high school. But we do have some pretty interesting projects, and it is a lot of it is coming from the community. So that's always it's always nice to see it coming together.
Right. So let's move on to golf.
Okay.
We have Coach Bames returning.
Coach Bames is back. Yep, he promised me he's going to be back for a while. So he is retired, but he's hitting golf full swing, no pun intended. he's working on getting the High Desert Invitational rolling.
Right.
It's going to come out in April, over there in Antelope Golf Course. So I actually have a meeting with him next week, and we're going to kind of just, hash out the schedule, but that's going to be pretty exciting as well.
I know that's a pretty popular meet, because at least in the past, the state tournament has been up at Antelope Hills.
Right.
And so that High Desert Classic has really given, some of those teams kind of a tune up given them some knowledge of the course that they'll be playing the state tournament on.
Absolutely. Even before we got, this year's flyer out, we've had, I want to say, 12 schools already say that they're going to, you know, they want in. So,
right.
It's definitely a popular tournament.
Right. And a little cooler up here than down in the valley, but so it's a nice getaway for some of those valley teams to come up and play some good golf on a good course. Baseball and softball. Baseball, you mentioned that we're doing some work at the press box, and we met a couple weeks ago, talked a little bit about the field, which is looking pretty good. Our fields get a lot of use, and baseball has uses on it other than baseball, but it's coming along pretty good.
Yeah, Mark Middleton, our coach, he does a great job along with Jim Drake, keeping that field looking good. Right now, we're going to have Yavapai College come out and play a couple of exhibition games or practice games while their turf is getting figured out. So they commented on how good it looks as well.
Uh-huh.
It's a really nice field. Baseball is going to be fun. I used to coach baseball, so I do have an affinity for the sport. Looking forward to spring sports when the nights aren't so long.
You know,
I can kind of be home at a decent hour.
Right.
Mark, he's run the program. I think this is his fifth year overall. He's done a great job. He's one of those guys I just don't have to worry about.
Right. And we've always shown some success at baseball. It seems Chino is a baseball town and some of the better athletes. We have, all the sports have good athletes in them, but we have some decent ball players that do pretty well. So hopefully they can continue that.
I hope so. I mean, I think we got a pretty young squad this year.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be, the idea is always to get the playoffs and to go far into playoffs. I think this team has the potential to do well. And speaking of, I was talking about Middleton. I think about Coach Dunn and what he's done with our softball program.
Yeah.
He's, every year seems that we seem to be doing a little bit better.
Right.
Again, we're going to be kind of young in softball. But I do believe that we're gonna roll into playoffs again and hopefully go a little further this year than last.
And compared to some of the others, it seems like the spring sports we tend to have the long term coaches. You said Middleton's been there about 5 years. Coach Matt Dunn at softball's been there.
Yeah.
Maybe not that long, four years.
Yeah.
Mark Metz took over after I left,
and that's been
close to 10 years, maybe longer than that. So, and Jerry Boehm at golf has been there several. So, we've had some coaching stability at the spring sports.
And
that definitely helps when you can keep a program going and consistency and the kids, the seniors have had, where all the kids have had the same coach for the most part for their entire career at that sport. So, that definitely helps. You had mentioned, that there's ways for people to donate, but one of the things that's coming up is a partnership with Findlay Toyota that happens every year.
Yeah, so Findlay, every year they put up a car up for raffle, and they allow all the schools to participate in a raffle sale. I believe it's this year's a Toyota RAV4, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that. But it's a great fundraiser. So, if you see kids out there starting to sell raffle tickets, they're $20 raffle tickets. It all goes straight to athletics. It goes straight to their programs. And Findlay's been gracious enough to allow us to keep the entire, raffle, the $20 for the program. So it's a great partnership, and I am appreciative for that. And it's a good fundraiser for the school, who knows, maybe you might win a car.
Yeah. And this is something that Findlay's new to the area, having taken over Tim's, and Tim's did it for several years, and the people at Findlay have recognized how, it's a huge support for local schools and local athletic programs, and have graciously offered to keep that up. And as you said, they are donating the car, and 100% of those raffle ticket proceeds go to the individual sports. And it's not just Chino Valley. This is also a branch on Mountain High School and Prescott High School. So that, we have the other local high schools participating, but it's a great way. And if you want tickets, you can actually just call the district office, 636-2298, I'm sorry, that's the high school
that's
number.
The high school, yeah.
So you can call the high school is actually better. So you can call the Chino Valley High School, 636-2298. Ask to talk to Marty Campitelli, and he'll be able to connect you with some of those raffle tickets. And so, you know, great partnership from the people at Findlay. And athletics can take tax credits all the way up to April 15th also.
Yes. I know Cindy kind of touched on that a little bit earlier, but yeah, we do welcome, obviously, any tax credit. It does go straight to the programs. You can be specific. You can give it to just athletics as a whole, or you can give it to a specific program. It's always been a good fundraiser for us because the parents or whoever is donating, you know, kind of write it off. So
right,
it's, you know, a good way to give.
As long as you have a tax liability to the state, doesn't mean you owe the state, but as long as you're between withholding and everything else, you have $400 in taxes that you owe, you get all of that back. And again, the school tax credit is, you can do both the $400 at the school tax credit and $800 for the charitable tax credit to our foundation or other charitable tax organizations. And you can do both, so that's always nice. And again, you can do that all the way through April 15th.
Yeah, it's almost
so you can actually do your taxes and talk to your tax preparer and say, hey, what can I donate to this and this? And they'd be able to help you out and help you donate the maximum that benefits you, but that you have all the way to April 15th to do that. So that's kind of nice. And so,
yeah.
So we have, you know, what are some of the, so we have the wrestling state tournament coming up. And that's going to be at Findlay Toyota Center?
Findlay Toyota, yep, that's coming up. It's going to be, that's another reason why, like you mentioned, a lot of people like coming to Antelope to come up for that tournament to see where the state tournament's going to be. Same thing for wrestling.
You know,
they like to come up for the Mile High Challenge.
Right.
To see, you know, where state's going to be. So that's going to be exciting. We have a few good wrestlers to kind of keep an eye out for, the girls as well. So,
right.
So that'll be fun. Yeah, it's coming down to it. I can't believe we're already hitting spring sports. I can't believe I'm even talking about it, but here we are.
Yep.
So yeah, it's gonna be a good wrap up to winter and a good kickoff spring.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you, Marty, coming in on your day off and talking a little bit about Chino Valley High School athletics and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Joy Hudson from Heritage Middle School. This is 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, 1130 AM, and on the web at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
You're simply the best!
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. One suspect is in custody following a high-speed chase on Interstate 10 west of Phoenix.
An ACTPS sergeant observed a vehicle passing traffic within the left shoulder westbound along Interstate 10 near Verado Way. The vehicle was also weaving in and out of traffic.
DPS spokesman Bart Graves says the incident started just before 6 a.m.
The sergeant attempted to stop the vehicle. The suspect vehicle stopped abruptly and then took off at speeds greater than 90 miles per hour. At one point, this vehicle almost hit one of our troopers who was deploying stop sticks. With the help of the AZDPS Ranger helicopter, the suspect was located and taken into custody.
He faces multiple charges. Another day, another food recall. This time, Purdue brand chicken nuggets.
Purdue is recalling gluten-free nuggets. The problem was discovered when the company received complaints that wood was found in the product. There haven't been any confirmed reports of illnesses. For more information on the recall, visit yavapai.us and click on Yavapai County Community Health Services under the Health and Medical tab. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly sunny, cold, very windy, chilling late tonight to a breezy 26. Sunny highs tomorrow near 45 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming Wednesday and Thursday to a sunny 53. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 10% chance of afternoon showers, chilling after bedtime to a breezy 30. Mostly sunny and breezy highs near 54 tomorrow, up to 58 Wednesday, 61 Thursday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. This is John Scholl with the Chino Valley Unified School District for this Chino Valley Schools show, which is our quarterly show. Real quick, I wanted to make one quick announcement for those that have kindergartners or that will have a kindergartner for next year. Territorial Early Childhood Center is the school in Chino Valley that serves grades preschool to second grade. And every year we have what we call our Kinder Roundup, which is a way for families to come in, meet the teachers, sign up for kindergarten. If you have a kindergartner or if you know somebody that has a kindergartner, let them know that they can come to the Kinder Roundup, which is going to be on February 21st, which is a Thursday, from 5 to 7. Again, we will have our nurses there, our nurse there. You can meet the principal. You can meet all the teachers. Bring all the kids. We have activities to keep your kid occupied while you talk to people. We have our transportation department. So everybody involved with your kindergartner will be there, and you'll have a chance to meet them. You can get registration papers. You can actually register right then for and get your kindergartner in enrolled at Tech. But just a great way to kind of get a feel for the people and the school that kiddo will be attending next year. Again, this is on February 21st from 5 to 7 at Territorial Early Childhood Center, which is on the corner of 1 East and Mahan Drive, which is kind of behind the Safeway in Chino Valley. So swing on by for more information. You can just go ahead and call Territorial School or the district office at 636-2458, the Chino Valley Unified School District office. My next guest is Joy Hudson, and Joy is new to the district this year. And was a last-minute hire that we are so happy and lucky that we were able to scoop her up, because she is teaching our STEAM classes and CTE classes at Heritage Middle School. Welcome, Joy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about STEAM, first of all. I know that's a term that a lot of people may have heard, also might have heard STEM. Mm-hmm. What does STEAM actually stand for?
So STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Artistry, and Mathematics. And artistry is the one that has been recently added. So a lot of times people still kind of call it the STEM class or think of it as STEM. So we're kind of constantly reminding parents, students, that there's artistry a part of it. And that, to me, that one has been probably the most challenging to get the students really on board and seeing how art and creativity is connected with all of the other sections of STEAM.
So as a teacher teaching STEAM, I know you're new this year, but you know, everything I'm hearing is you've had some great success. But what is your goal in teaching these kiddos all 6th, 7th, and 8th graders you have?
It's 7th and 8th grade.
7th and 8th grade.
Yes.
So what is your goal in teaching STEAM?
I think my goal for the students is just to keep all of the students really passionate about continuing to learn about science, engineering, and all of the areas of STEAM. Because when I was hired, the class was just so excited to learn about all of the areas, to do hands-on activities. And I just really want to see in the last few months of the school year the students to learn even more and really take away all of the lessons from this class to either eighth grade or to high school, and try and pick classes that they can continue using their science and mathematics and all of these great lessons with that.
Now, we talked a little bit before the show on some of the things that you're doing now. So what's going on in your STEAM class right now?
So right now, since we got back from winter break, I assigned the students an in-class project of getting to pick any field of science and to research about it and make a nice PowerPoint presentation and present to their classmates. And for this presentation, they needed the definition of the field, some history behind it, careers that connect with it, and job descriptions of those careers, any famous people that have worked in that career, and a video clip that described. And we presented these this past week, and all of the presentations were amazing. The students were so excited that they got the independence to choose a field that they were interested in, because I think a lot of times they're like, oh, Miss Hudson, are you going to make us choose a specific thing? And I'm like, you know what? I want you guys to enjoy the projects and get to have that freedom to choose something. Yes, they have to still stick with the parameters of the project, but they get to really explore a topic that is maybe something they want to do in their future. And a lot of them, that's kind of what, like, I had several students do astronomy, and they really want to continue learning about that and hopefully work in that field. So that is what we have currently been working on.
What again, when we were talking before the show, you were talking about a bridge project.
Yes.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So last half of the school year, we had a partnership with an Embry-Riddle student, and he was in my class every day helping out, and he is a senior and studying engineering. So one of the big projects we did was a building a bridge project, and students worked in groups of two or three. And the idea was that we set up the project as if they were in the mindset of being an engineer, and somebody was coming to them saying, we need a bridge. And they're like so thrilled. The day we presented the project, they were like, yes, we're going to build something. Like, they were so excited, and that just made me so happy. So, and the materials, all we gave them 200 popsicle sticks and Elmer's glue. And some of their reactions were like, we have to make a bridge out of this? Like, you're not going to give us anything else? And we were like, no, you can do this. And then we said, because I have a bunch of random supplies and materials in my classroom, and they were able to use those, other than they could not use wood-based products like blocks of wood or rulers. And then all of them had to come up with a design before building, make a plan, and then they had several classes to build. And the goal was for each bridge to hold 50 pounds with books and other materials, and majority of the groups were able to do that successfully.
Fantastic. It's nice, and it's a good way to engage those kids when you get them excited.
Yes.
About what they're doing.
Yes, absolutely.
We're getting short on time. We have about another 90 seconds or so. Tell us a little bit about CTE. What does CTE stand
Yes.
for, and what are you doing in your CTE
Yes,
class?
CTE stands for Career Technology Exploration, and one of our big focuses for that class has really been letting students explore different workplace skills and career skills that they will need in almost no matter what field they choose. Because a lot of times students are like, well, I want to be a firefighter, and I won't need this, or I won't need that. And we're like, and I just really want to get them to have the idea that no matter what, you're going to have to be a team player. You're going to need time management. You want to be flexible. You want to be willing to help others and all of that. So with all of the careers we have learned about, because we've been learning about different career pathways and career clusters, and within each of those, we try to connect the different skills to all of those careers. And so it's really opening their eyes to see, wow, I will need this with that field. And it's just been such a great opportunity to see the students so passionate about learning about different careers, even if it's a career that they never heard about or know it's something that they may not want to do when they're older. They're really learning about a great variety, and they're like, wow, I didn't know this existed. And it's just, it's exciting for them, and it's really exciting for me, because I know I wish I could have had a class like this when I was in seventh or eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So, and I constantly tell them that. I'm like, you guys are in a great position to be able to research and learn about all this now and continue this learning. So it just gets stronger.
Right. And this is a great stepping stone to our CTE classes, our current technical education classes at Chino Valley High School.
Yes.
And a lot of what you're teaching are the soft skills that people are saying that the kids nowadays need. So, Joy, I apologize, but we are just out of time.
No worries.
I really appreciate you coming in on your day off also.
Yes, no, thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
Talking a little bit about what you're doing at Heritage Middle School, and really appreciate you coming on board to Chino Valley Unified School District. We're going to take a short break. This is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, 1130 AM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Drive away a winner this January at Cliff Castle Casino. We've got your keys to a brand new Kia Sorento. Earn entries all month for a chance to win cash prizes and a new car. Increase your chance of winning with bonus entries on Tuesdays. Keep the winning going with Friday night cash drawings from 6 to 10. Two people each hour will win a share of $3,000. Then on Thursday, January 31st, one lucky winner will drive away with a 2019 Kia Sorento. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Superintendent of the Chino Valley Unified School District, John Scholl.
Welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. I really want to thank Cindy Daniels and Marty Campitelli and Joy Hudson from Chino Valley Unified School District for coming in on their day off and telling us a little bit about the Chino Valley Education Foundation, Chino Valley High School Athletics, and the STEAM and CTE classes at Heritage Middle School. So thanks to those three people. We'll be back on Monday with the Talk of the Town Chino Valley, and Lorette Brashear will be hosting. So thank you very much for your time, and this is KQNA's Talk of the Town, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM.
You've been listening to Talk
and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.